Friday the 14th of November, Chof Aleph Cheshvan, Harav David Halpin. This is a change of last minute change of speaker, and the topic is
Noshim Chayavus Kiddush Min HaTorah.
Noshim Chayavus
One of the Tariq mitzvahs, as we know, is mitzvahs Kiddush. Shabbos, but in Shabbos there's a mitzvah asay of Kiddush. Zuchoy, let's say Shabbos lechatzoy, one of the Tariq mitzvahs, to make Kiddush in Shabbos. Min ha-Torah, it doesn't have to be alayayin, according to river to river Rishonim. There's one shitter which seems to say it is alayayin, Rashi Muzeh that Dalet, but that's an issue on its own. Min ha-Torah does not have to be alayayin. Rabbanan, there's two main conditions. It has to be alayayin, and also it has to be Kiddush b'mukam Sida. Immediately after Kiddush has to be a Sida, otherwise one is not yoyis to Kiddush, min ha-Torah. But Rabbanan was yoyis to Kiddush even shaloy alayayin, and even without a Sida. Now, Kiddush is a mitzvah say. Shazman Gruma. It's got a limited time. It's once a week. We have a rule, Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, that mitzvah say Shazman Gruma Nushim of Tiris. Of course, Nushim have to keep Shabbos because it's a loisase. And a loisase, it makes no difference, man Gruma or not. So loisase kamaluch, of course, applies to women also. With all the dinim, chiyav kuras, everything. But the mitzvah say of making Kiddush, the chayres, a mitzvah say Shazman Gruma, and Nushim should be put in Min HaTorah. And the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara have ois aleph, more bruchas tafchof, omer of other barahavim. Nushim chayuves bekiddush hayoyim devar toyda. It's a chiyuv deraisa. Amai. Mitzvahs hasei, shazman grumahi. It's limited to a special time. Nushim should be put according to the rule. B'chol mitzvah hasei, shazman grumah, nushim patiris. Omer of other, omer kru, zuchoy, that's yama shabbos lekatsu, in the seer sadibus of parashas Yisrael, it says zuchoy. And in Eves Chaim it says Shumoy. Shumoy is a lav. Whoever says Shumoy is a lav. So certainly they are mechiyev with Shumoy as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And because these two debirim were said b'dibur echot, the Yochel and Shumoy, it's like a hekesh. It's called sheyeshne b'shmira, yeshne b'shchira. Whoever has to keep shmira, the lav from Leisas Kamalucha, has to keep the mitzvah of making kiddush. V'hana nasha, hoyer v'isnehi b'shmira, they have to keep Shabbos, Shumah, Shumah, Shabbos, Kotzeloi Sesa. Isli Vizchir, they have the Mitzvah say of making Kiddush. So it's clear, and there's no Machloek started, no Shema Machiyev Kiddush, Yehim, Adonai. And by the way, it's Nagaya very much all of us, that if you ever go away for Shabbos and your wife is alone at home, she's Machiyev to make Kiddush for Adonai Teira, your son can be Moitzi her if he's a good oil. If he's a Kutan, he can't be Moitzi. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even though we assume that a mitzvah boy is a good oil, Lagabar deraisis, it's based on a chazuk adruva, I won't go into detail what it means. Lagabar deraisa, we're not sure if he's mamish a good oil. Zuk the mishabriya, so therefore, if he's a mitzvah and we're not sure, he hasn't got a chsim azuk and he hasn't got sishtei saris, one shouldn't be relying on him for kiddush to be married to your wife. Then the mishabriya goes on to say that perhaps if she's davened already marav, perhaps she has been yotzei midaraisa, we'll soon touch on this inyan. So then perhaps her chiyuv is only but rabbanon, maybe a mitzvah can be moitzi. But we see that b'chol chomer inyan, a woman is mechiyuv kiddush just as much as a man. Now there's a gemaltig kasha from the Noidi Behida. The Noidi Behida made fuse for him, known as the Tzlach, and is known as the Hagus, the Noidi Behida in Shechon Uruch, and in Hagus it's called Dugal Mevo, it's called the same Mechaba, the Noidi Behida. And by the way, Noidi Behida's name was not Yehida, even though the Sefer was called Noidi Behida. His name was Reb Cheskel. In the Dugam Mevuva, in the Agurus, Frikta Agamalti Kasha. But to understand this Kasha, we have to have three Hakdumas. With the three Hakdumas, we'll see where the Kasha is. We always have a klal that Shemaya Ko'ina. I can be made to you, you can be made to me, with Tkir Shoifer, with not such a good mushal, Tkir Shoifer, Megillah, Kiddush, anything. I can be made to you with Kiddush. One man made Kiddush, everyone else is Yotzer. Not only that, after pishi yutzu moitza, even though I'm not mechiyev, I've already made kiddush. You come, you go visit somebody in the hospital, and they can't make kiddush themselves. You already ate your seder, you asked everything. You can make kiddush again with the bruchos, everything to be moitzi. Or Tkiya Shofar, you go around to be moiti somebody with Shofar, even though you've been yoitzer, you can make a bruch. Follows, how does it work? If you want to be moiti somebody else with a boya priyates, if you're eating an apple, you can be moiti. You can't be moiti if you're not eating an apple. And why? By mitzvahs you can. This is Kasha Rashi asks. So Rashi says, or the way I understand the Rashi in any case, is that really if somebody's put it, you can't be moiti. So once you've made a brucha, you've been made kiddush, you can't be moiti. But there's a din of arvus. Kol Yisrael Alev Zelazer. I've made kiddush, I've eaten my siddur. I visit somebody who's not made kiddush. I have a chiyuv to make sure that he makes kiddush. Kol Yisrael Alev Zelazer. I don't have a chiyuv if somebody wants to eat the apple to make a bo'er priyates, because there's no chiyuv to make a bo'er priyates. He doesn't need to eat the apple. There's no chiyuv to make the brucha. So if I'm making a brucha for myself, I make a bo'er priyates for myself, I can be moiti you. If I'm not making for myself, just because you want to eat the apple, you're not yet mechiyuv. Yes, once you've eaten the apple, lagaba the bo'er nefushas is the answer, shala. That could be. Lagaba bo'er nefushas v'chayda, alpha pish yud samoiti, but there's a different reason why not. We won't go into that. Shalmi brings a limit that for brucha shoyin it doesn't work. But on a brucha reshoyna, on brucha senehenen, where there's no chiyuv, there's no alvus, you can't be moiti somebody else if you're not mechiyuv yourself. Whereas on a brucha samitzvus, kol yisrael alev zeh, you can be moiti. This is the lushan aleph. In ois beis, the bracket aleph. V'msechtes resha shuna. Shuna ahava b'reid b'zeh. Kol ha-bruchas kere. Ava pishi yutza moiti. We're talking about brucha samitzvus. Brackets, chitz. V'brucha salechem, ha-moiti. And so on. Shem lo yutzo moitzi. Vim yutzo ayin moitzi. If I want to make a brucha for myself, I can make a brucha for you. If I don't need it for myself, I cannot be moitzi you. Zuk Rashi, why can I be moitzi you with brachas hamitzvos? Ava pish yutzo moitzi. Rashi sharei kol yisrael alayim zeh lebzeh lemitzvos. Because I have a chiyuv to make sure that you have shofar and you have kiddush. So because alvus, so I'm considered a mechiyuv bedovah. Come to hold school to this, that the ganze din of Av Pishut Samoitzi is based on Arvus. Kol Yisrael Alev Zelazeh. Base. The Rosh says that Nushim are not Mechiev Kol Yisrael Alev Zelazeh. They don't have a din of Arvus. Close up the Rosh. We learn that Arvus and Parshas Nitzuvim, all you know, Alev Zelazeh, Nushim do not have a Chiev Arvus. According to that, a woman, if she wants to be Moitzi, somebody else with Kiddush, if she has to make Kiddush for herself, yes, but if she's already made Kiddush, she can't be Moitzi you because she hasn't done Arvus. We said before, a man can make Kiddush even though he's been Yoitzer because of Kol Yisrael Alev Zelazeh. If a woman doesn't have Arvus, L'chayla, if she's making Kiddush for herself, she can be Moitzi the husband, can be Moitzi me, can be Moitzi everybody. If she's already been Yoitzer, she can't be. According to this, this would be the outcome of this Rashi.
Which is better to do?
Pardon?
What's better to do?
What do you
have that situation. Which
one's better? Between which?
There's a chalal
shala. Two people have to make kiddush. Should each one make separately, or should one most out? That's nothing to do with this. It's not a shala. And then we do. There's a mal each way. There's
Rabon.
Oh, Rabon. The reason according to that, we're both eating an apple, I should make the boy eggs for you also. Oh, that's not the main way. If you say Rabon, I should make the boy eggs and be made to you. That's right. That's the emes is there. Tumen hugen in Klal Yisrael. When you're moitzi your wife with kiddush and with moitzi, most people, the woman doesn't make herself a moitzi or boy pregufin. She's yoitzi with your kiddush and the boy pregufin and the moitzi lech menuras. In many places, so I suppose a very small proportion of Klal Yisrael, but that's a many many chassidim also, that I moitzi my wife with kiddush, but she makes her own boy pregufin. I moitzi her with lech mishnah. And I give her a slice of challah, and she makes her own moiti. It's rather strange. Reshul is another Indian. You asked the wrong person, because we've taken on the shit of Rishonim that women should make brucha on necessary as a mangaruma. Sheikh Noor said they should. That's a chamtzmiz of tadnish. That's another issue. Mitzvah says mangaruma if women should make brucha. The men are going to
be.
Yeah, it's better if she's here. All right, in any case. Now we've got a problem, Azoy. The Gemara says, as I said before, that Kiddush ala Yain is the only midrabun. So midrash raisa, you're yotze Kiddush without wine. So a man goes to shul Friday night, and he davens marv, and he makes a boruch after Hashem, a kaddish ha-shabbos, l'choyre, midrash raisa, he's been yotze Kiddush. Now he's only mechiyev midrabbana. He comes home, and he wants to be Moitzi's wife, who most probably hasn't davened. She's been busy with the children, hopefully. She hasn't been busy with davening. She's rather been busy looking after the children. And she hasn't davened yet. So she's mechiyev midaraisa with Kiddush. So he has to be Moitzi here. He midaraisa is af pish yutzu. All right, af pish yutzu Moitzi. But if Nushim are not Bechlal Arvus, if we don't have the din of Arvus, but Nushim, how could he be Moitzi her if he's been Yotze already? That's the greatest kash of the Nodi Behida. It's a combination of 3 points. Point number one is Afa Pish Yotze Moitzi is based on Arvus. Point number two, that Nushim do not have Arvus, according to Rosh. And point number three, that Kiddush, you're Yotze without Yain. So you be Yotze with the Raisa, you're only Mechir with Rabunah. She is Mechir with the Raisa. How can you be Moitzi her? That's the greatest kash of the Nodi Behida. So, time permitting, I'd like to go through 6 answers. Yes, for Shabbos. All right. I understand that Shabbos is today at 3:57, so it's got some time. I'm not sure if we understand the Rosh correctly. Actually, the Rosh himself says. The Nadi Behida himself says that perhaps when the Rosh says that Nushim are not mechiyah be'arvus, all he meant is to say that Nushim do not have a chiyah for not cholesterol arayim zelizeh. So a woman who's been yoytze kiddush cannot be moitzi somebody else. But men's chiyah be'arvus applies to Nushim. Cholesterol, men are mechiyah be'arvus for Nushim also. If so, it's nishkan kasha. Because the man is bechiv to be Moitzi's wife, even though he's Yotze, it's after Yotze Moitzi. I'm not sure what it means when the Rosh says Nushim are not bechiv be'arvus. Does it mean there's no, they're totally exempt? A man to a woman to a man, there's no arvus? Or no, Nushim do not have a chiv of arvus, but men to women do have a chiv. If so, it's shankasha. That's terrorist number one. The Rebbe Kiva Eger looked that I think the whole pshat in the Rosh is different. When the Rosh says Nushim are not bechiyev arvus, he doesn't mean saying Nushim are not bechiyev. The same chiyev arvus with the men by Nushim also, it's all the same. The Rosh is using Nushim as an example. All the Rosh is saying is that Hilchas arvus is only a mitzvah which I am mechiyev and you are mechiyev. Kol Yisrael Alev Delezeh. A mitzvah which I am not mechiyev and you are mechiyev. There's no arvus, and he's using an example for Nushim. Nushim, who are not mechiyev with certain mitzvahs, let's say shofar. Nushim are not mechiyev with shofar. Yeah, the minig is Nushim go listen to shofar. Al pidin, they're not mechiyev. Nushim are not mechiyev with shofar. They have got no arvus to men because they're not mechiyev. But and he had then men to Nushim also not. It's not shayach arvus. They're not mechiyev. But the Rosh does not mean to say that Nushim do not come under the Hilchas Arvus. All he's saying is that somebody's not Mechiyev himself. For example, certain mitzvahs which Nushim are not Mechiyev and men are Mechiyev, they don't have Arvus. But mitzvahs which Nushim are Mechiyev, they have the same Arvus as men. If so, Kiddush, if they are Mechiyev, the Rosh will agree that both ways. For men, a woman who's already made Kiddush, she's finished everything, and she wants to be Moitzi even a man, she can be Moitzi because she has a Chiyev Arvus. On the mitzvahs which is mechiyev. So it's a different way of understanding the Rosh. So far we have 3 ways of understanding the Rosh. The first way is to say that the Nushim are totally ambivne atzmon, no din of arvus both ways, from men to women to women, no din of arvus. Then the Nadi Behida themselves says maybe it only means women to men don't have arvus, but men to women do have arvus. And then we've got now Rebbe Kiva Eger says that no, Nushim are just like men. What they're there, Mechiyev, there's Arvus. Men also. A man, a mitzvah which he does not have, he's got no Arvus. Now we come to, so we've got 3 answers so far. Now we come to Chum Sofer. Chum Sofer is a Kazoi. When a man davens in Shul, you say he's Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa. There's no Yayin, there's no Suda, but he's Yotze Midaraisa. So the Chum Sofer, I don't think so. We have a klal as mitzvah sriches kavanah. Actually, it's a machloikus. Machloikus which starts in the Mishnah, in Gemara, all the way down till the Shulchan Aruch. To mitzvah sriches kavanah not. And we pass it by mitzvah deraisa, it's sriches kavanah. Which means that if somebody's trying on his tefillin just to see if it fits him, he hasn't been yotzi, he has to have kavuna l'shem mitzvah. Or somebody's lying in Krishna, he wants to be ma'av sedra, and he's happy to lie in the parash of Krishna, he's not yotzi because mitzvah is just kavuna. But many Rishonim say that even those who say mitzvah ain't sech kavuna, if you have hepach kavuna, if you don't want to be yotzi, you're not yotzi. So a man wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush as it should be, with rabbanan, properly. When he's making davening a shul, he's mekayim mitzvah tefillah. He doesn't want to be yotzi kiddush now, because if he's yotzi kiddush now, he's made now kiddush medaraisa, then he goes in with rabbanan, he wants to make kiddush the way the rabbanan tell him to. So he's got kavuna not to be yotzi. Well, subconsciously, we don't need to think about it. So there's not yotzi. The man is like also mechayim medaraisa. If so, when he comes home, he can be yotzi his wife. Then he goes on to say another thing, Chiddush. A well-known Mishnah, but the place is a Mishnah not so well-known. The Machlok of Beshamu's Hill, if somebody sits in a sukkah in Shalchun Ebesoy Chabayis, he's sitting here, big, nice big sukkah, but the table happens to be in the house. So Machlok of Beshamu's Hill, let's say, Gzeyde Shami Yemur Shachach Shemchutz Achas Shalchun Ebesoy. The Shail and Midrabunan, the Rabunan might have puzzled this type of sitting in the sukkah. But the Raisa certainly is Yotze, but the Gzeyde Midrabunan. And the Mishnah brings a story that Beshamai was Machmer, and they once went to visit Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was, and they found him sitting, Rabbi Yochanan, they found him sitting in such a sitter, and they said to him, you've never been Mekayim Mitzvah Sitter. If this is the way you've always been sitting, you've never been Mekayim Mitzvah Sitter. He said, you haven't been Mekayim. You haven't been Mekayim, the Rabbonah Dekah Sitter. But they're right, you haven't been Mekayim Sitter is a really, really strong lotion. Tosfos come to the Chiddush, and this Chiddush is also, I once spoke about it here about 60 years ago, 70 years ago. Tosfos says that when the Rabbonan give you a way how to do the mitzvah, if you don't do it their way, you're not yotze medaraisa. Don't ask me what it means, it's very difficult to understand this concept. How can the Rabbonan say not yotze medaraisa? We once spoke about it, how it works. But Tosfos says, a Chiddush, that you're not yotze medaraisa. And Nafkamina, we have to know, that Sach Nafkaminas, Rabbonan deraisa. My Lamaisa, normally in daily life, it makes no difference. Rabbon deraisa. I once heard from Paul Magravi. He said, "An Eilach Yid doesn't need to know if this mitzvah deraisa Rabbon or this avaya deraisa Rabbon. If he said mitzvah has to do it, was a chelik Rabbon deraisa. If it's avaya, he mustn't do it either way. The only people have to know is two: Aruv when he passes a shala, because they're in shalas, they're dinim basfakers by deraisa way more machmer by Rabbon way more meikel. So Aruv has to know." Is this the rise of Rabbanan? And he says the Malach who's in charge of the Gehenna must know also where to seek the very people. He doesn't know what the rise of Rabbanan. But for an Elachid in this world, what's a chidik? If you're Mechid, if you do. So let's now talk Al Zaruv. There is an Afkamina, like what's Fakus. A person got a Sufik if he made Kiddush. A Sufik if he made Brach Samuzin. And so you go past the Shechon Ruch. If a person ate Kiddush Sevi, he's Chayim at the rise, and he's got a Sufik if he benched, he has to bench again. If a person did not eat Kiddush Sevi, he's only chayav b'rabbanan, he's got a sufik, then he doesn't bench again. It's a general rule, a lot of exceptions to the rule, but basically that's the rule. So this person, if we say he's not yotze b'daraisa, it means that if he'll do it again on the sufik, he will be yotze. If it's only rabbanan, he will be yotze. So there's an afkamina. But Tosfos says, if you don't do the mitzvah, the tzura, the way the chachomim want us to do it, you're not yotze even b'daraisa. Ebazoi. Is the Chasim Sofer. So the Rabbanan said, you must make Kiddush ala Yadin. You must make Kiddush Mogna Sidah. You made Kiddush in Shul, you davened Shman Esra. And you made Kiddush ala Yadin, you're not even Yotze Medaraisa. It's another Teretz. And that's five Teretz. Now the sixth Teretz is Menachas Chinuch and the Bialucha. Mishabriya didn't have the Menachas Chinuch in the beginning, but after he writes in the Bialucha, Achakach Mutsusi Menachas Chinuch, asks the same question. Menachas Chinuch and the Bialucha, Mishabriya, both say, I don't understand the whole Kasha. This Kasha is based on the assumption that when a person, Davon Shemun Esra, in Shul, he should be Yoitza Kiddush, Midaraisa. The Gemara says, that there's a chiyuv by Kiddush, you must mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a Gemara, Fresh Gemara. Ebazoi, in Shmon Ezra, on Shabbos, Yom Tov is different. Yom Tov is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Shabbos, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shmon Ezra. So Kiddush, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know what the whole Geshefters do. So what's the Shal? I mean, the Mugavruam, the seem to be assuming you are Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they ask, I'll take a Kasha. There's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a Kasha. Just one more point. So we have the six tereisim here. Managed to get through them. Just one more point. Rav Kiva says, as what the Rosh means when he says there's no chiyuv arvus banushim, he means to say that arvus is only you're only bechiyuv to for yenum for such a mitzvah which you are bechiyuv yourself, a mitzvah which I am not bechiyuv, and you are bechiyuv, there's no arvus. I mean, like a svura, if I'm responsible for you, I haven't got the mitzvah, but you've got the mitzvah, so I'm responsible. You should be nechiyuv. Al pi svura, but we're not using svuras, we're using gemuras and rishonim. I whistle this shala with the choyle bitoyle. What is the chiyuv arvus? Alam the shachikir. Is there one chiyuv I'm responsible to make sure that you are ne'er lachiyit? Or no? Every mitzvah has attached to it a chiyuv arvus. Torah said, put on tefillin, make sure everybody else puts on tefillin. Keep Shabbos, make sure everybody else. It's a part of the mitzvah of the each separate mitzvah. Is it a klodzik mitzvah or protestik? Lemay nafkemina, there's a grace nafkemina. The same shala is an Emerson do by Lifna Eva Leset and Michel. Is Lifna Eva Leset and Michel? Don't put a Michel for somebody else. Michel, there's 613 opportunities of Michel. But there's one din of Michel. Well, no, every mitzvah has attached to it a din for Lifna Eva. Don't eat Nevela, make sure somebody else, don't give somebody else Nevela, and so on and so on. And Emerson, Sarvesa Nafkumin Lemaisa. Rav Kiva Eiger in the beginning of Mishach the Shabbos, first mission of Shabbos, the Mishnah gives examples, put a busa, put a mitzvah, and the Balbus gives a tweet, haitzu, achnus, a whole Mishnah there. And the Mishnah says that if one did the Balbus did the Akir and the Hanukha put into the hand of the Uni who's outside, the Balbus is chayev, and the Uni is put to a mitzvah, he did nothing. If one did Akir and one did Hanukha, so put a busa on both of them. If one did Akir and the Hanukha, and the other did nothing was passive, is put a mitzvah. Or fakir, the Uni, the Balbus stands there, the Uni takes out of his hand and puts it out on the street, is the Uni chayev, and the Balbus is put a mitzvah. Frekta Rav Kiva Eiger, Tosfos says, mitzvah, how can you say it's mitzvah? Lefnei Eva, it's mitzvah. The Uni wants a piece of bread, I put it here, he takes it out of my hand, Lefnei Eva. How can we say mitzvah? So Tosfos, interesting thing, Tosfos is showing him there, Daf Gimel, on Shabbos, mitzad Shabbos it's mitzvah. Mitzad Lefnei Eva is Issa. The Misha said mitzvah. So he said, it's mitzvah from that point of view. It doesn't really make sense. Zukta Pekivayegit makes a race in Afkamina. When it says mitzvah means, if there would be an Issa Midrabonon, he would be a Mimma Lechal Shabbos Midrabonon. Now we know a Mimma Lechal Shabbos is more Chumar than any other Avayda, because Mimma Lechal Shabbos is Akim Chol Devurov. If it's mitzvah Shabbos, no Issa. It's only Issa of Lifne Eva. He's a Mimma on Lifne Eva. But it's not Mimma Chal Shabbos. It's an Afkamina. This line, Mazai, the Radim Shuluf says, is L'choy L'toy L'mchalik S'shoinim. We know that Shulash Avayris is Yehoret Bal Yavur. Not only the Shulash Avayris alayim, Abizrahi Davoy Dezur, Abizrahi Gila Roish V'chtum, anything which is connected to that. In L'mchalik S'shoinim, if somebody stands with a gun, they're going to shoot you, if you're not going to do a lifna Iva Avoy Dezur. Is there a Chiv of Abizrahi? Is there a Chiv of Sisnef or not? Is the Lifna Iva a part of Hilchas Avoy Dezura? Every mitzvah, every lav has attached to it the Lifna Iva. If so, it's Abizrahi and Avoy Dezura, Yorg Valyav. If the Lifna is a general thing, for Lifna Iva, then it's not Yorg Valyav. L'choy, this is the Ezel Machlokes. Coming back here, this idea that Kivayi wants to say, that perhaps the Rosh means, that Arvus is only applicable to a mitzvah, which you're Bechiv yourself, we said it's a bit against the Sfura. Zetos, in there, as they held, that Arvus is not a general rule. I have to make sure you're an Erechid. Arvus, every mitzvah has attached to it a Chiv Arvus. So if I don't have the mitzvah, I don't have the Chiv Arvus. Having spoken about Shabbos, I want to say a word which I thought is very relevant. We had a few weeks ago, Baruch Hashem, a Shabbos from Kol Olam Kileh, which is called Gigalti Kiddush Hashem, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I'm sure the Allah Askunim were involved in it. Is a Zikr Rabim, was probably one of the biggest Zikr Rabim which has ever been since Kabbalah Safar. The ganze Welt, hundreds of thousands, some say millions, kept Shabbos. I'm sure B'Shamayim I must have made a Gewaltiger Roshim. I came to this Medish Friday night. I said, oh, you can imagine the Baditcher was sitting up there B'Shamayim looking down at all these so-called Freie Yidden, or as the Belgians used to say, the Yidden was meiner sinach fratig, The Belgians never said the word Machal Shabbos. The people who think it's still Friday. Looking at these people who think it's still Friday, we think Chavayis. And suddenly one Shabbos they keep in Shabbos, I'm sure the Vitzitz was sitting there, beaming and saying, I told you! This is Yidden, Yiddish Kinder. But I think, what's the instant guy? I've had the Askunim involved in Zechis and Gvaltik. I don't know how much we were involved. I personally wasn't involved at all. Maybe some people were involved. But at Emerson, we can be involved. So I count the story, which they say that the Rav Shach, Zechisadko Evrucha, was once walking in the street, and he was getting close to the end of Bnei Brak, Rechov Geir. So somebody said to him, do end it of Bnei Brak. This is the end of Bnei Brak. She said, where is the end of Bnei Brak? So, yeah, till here. Shabbos, new cars go. And there, it's not Bnei Brak. He said, why? Why do Shabbos not go here, they go there? So, well, obviously, this is Bnei Brak, Irak Bnei Brak, they don't allow cars to go. And that's not Irak Bnei Brak, this is obvious answer. No. That's the truth. Nishtas. In the Shabbos, has only got a koyach till here, it doesn't go further. If we would have a stronger Shabbos, it would go another few streets. So in Emerson, we are much better. The Yisod HaDvurim state in Rechaim HaKudosh, in the laws of physics of Rochnius, it's an Indian thing, mitzvah, gilias, mitzvah. If we do a mitzvah, it steps others to do mitzvahs. Chas v'shum fakir. In Emerson, the Rambam is up to the Kololim Kir at half-half, each one of us must be on the ganze Welt. But Kudok is Kenzan, the Lishalmi Zogt, Ilamu Lisham Yisrael, Shabbos Echot, Meyad Negulim. With one Shabbos, five Shabbos, Yeah. 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 No, it's in the Bavli, state El Mula Sham Yisrael Shtei Shabbos. Pashta seems to be a machlokes, all right, we have a machlokes. Is it one Shabbos or two Shabbos? I think what it means, Yerushalmi is saying, if we would keep a Shabbos properly, as it should be, that my Shabbos Chai Yisrael will be Shtei Shabbos, as not a Yid, who didn't keep Shabbos till now, will keep Shabbos. That's the good. We'll have such a Shabbos, which will step. Shtei Shabbos, that's the good. I tell them, Zigil Eshleim, and Zechazam, I give me Shabbos.
Just before Dudi starts, I promise to let you know, or to remind you, especially for those who daven the Sakash can ask, that today is the 30th day after Mashiach. So.